faces of walls thinking about our bodies, what they mean for our salvation. With only the clothes that we stand up. As long as we keep spinning here now, dancing behind a wall, when the old songs and laughter ring, I'll forgive.
A little Tom York and the song Suspirium from the movie Suspiria. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Oh, looky there. It's Jason Friday. Welcome aboard.
Thank thy looky looky. I got a hooky.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday. And this is a special week. Did you know that, Jace?
yeah.
Because we've got the Oscars, the Academy Awards, coming up on Sunday. So we thought we would go through, there are two sections that we're most concerned about.
Right.
That would be best score for a film.
Weird.
And also best song.
What?
Yeah, crazy. we also have some opinions on what we think should win.
Yeah, sure.
What we know will win, but we wish otherwise, and things like that. So we're going to just play some snippets. I pulled a little snippets from each of the scores of the movies, and we're going to start with one of our favorite films, American Fiction.
Whoa!
I just want to say, and I think you'd agree, Jason,
yeah,
that if you don't know any, if you haven't seen American Fiction, and you haven't seen it and heard anything about it or know who's in it, that's how you should go see it, because we went in blind, and we were completely blown away.
It was unbelievable. Literally, we didn't know who even starred in it. Nothing. Zero.
Some of the up for leading role in American Fiction, Jeffrey Wright. Also, Sterling K. Brown up for supporting actor. Here's some of the music from that film.
Enjoy.
I like that it's kind of quirky.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie itself has a little quirky vibe. This is the song called Bookstore. We've been getting into a jazz vibe lately, and this fits perfectly.
It really does.
I wouldn't be mad if this score won.
Yeah, this, I think it's great.
Okay, let's listen. There's like another minute or so. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Some of the scores of movies that are up for Oscars. That was Laura Karpman from American Fiction. Now we're going into the soundtrack of Poor Things.
Ooh.
This is Jerskyn Fendrix. Okay, I did think this really had a quirky soundtrack. And if I had to vote my favorite this year, it would be this soundtrack.
Yeah, it's definitely just has such a unique sound to it and feel.
And just all the characters. I wish Emma Stone would win, but I think she's going to lose to Lily Gladstone from Killers of the Flower Moon.
Right.
Emma, you did a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
And I thought the costuming in Poor Things was fantastic.
Phenomenal.
All right, we've got another minute or so of this song. Let's enjoy. It is from Poor Things. The song is Bella, up for Best Score at the Academy Awards. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Friday on a Friday, we're listening to some of the songs that are on the scores for films that are up for Oscars.
And so far, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have.
We just listened to a song that was on the score for Poor Things. Now, looky here. Is that a shark?
Is that a bird?
Are we going to need a bigger boat? John Williams is back. He's up for yet another Oscar. He did the latest Indiana Jones soundtrack. This is one movie we didn't actually see.
Yeah, we didn't see that. We saw literally every single one, I think, but this.
Well, all the movies that are up for Best Picture.
Oh, for Best Picture, of course.
We saw for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But John Williams, you know, he's been crushing it. So will he win this year? I don't think this is John's year. It's always somebody's year. I don't think it's John Williams' year.
Yeah, I agree. And plus, John, you've won more than probably most anybody else.
This song has like maybe another minute and a half. We're going to let it ride out. We're listening to some of the soundtracks.
Yes.
Scores. We are professional Oscar people. Please enjoy 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. Thank you.
listening to some of the music, the scores that are up for an Oscar this Sunday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound. How fun is this?
Okay, John Williams. That's from the Indiana Jones film. We just looked up, Googled some info. John Williams has been nominated for 54 Academy Awards. He's won 5. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe this is his year.
Yeah, or he's been nominated 73 Grammys and won 26.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know.
Okay, we go from John Williams. Now, Robbie Robertson did the score for Killers of the Flower Moon. We're going to hear some of that. This is a very short track. Killers of the Flower Moon up for Best Picture as well. We are listening to music from the scores that are up for Oscars on Sunday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
This is Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
I'm sure that these composers don't mind we're talking over their music. Do you think so?
Yeah. I'm sure it's okay.
Okay, this guy seems to be the shoo-in to win. It is Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer. I said Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer.
Up.
Which seems to be the clear supposed winner of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. Obviously, it's, you know, this guy does some great work, as you could Google his statistics.
He already won Best Original Score for Oppenheimer for a BAFTA Award, Golden Globe Award, Critics' Choice Movie Award for Best Score.
You got the Grammy.
Grammy Award.
Yeah.
He also did the score for Black Panther and also This Is America. Ludwig could be the big winner, Jace.
Ludwig, get it, buddy.
We'll listen to a little bit more of this. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Will he take it all? That is Ludwig Göransson. And that's from the score of Oppenheimer, which is apparently probably going to win because he's won so many already. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
This is a little Oscar show on Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater, your midday host.
Jason Friday, co-host.
Jason joins me in the 1 o'clock hour every Friday for Friday on a Friday. So we listen to a bunch of songs from some of the potential best scores. Now, as we go to the Best Song Oscar, I'm not going to play every single song that's up. I'm going to play some snippets. This is a song that is in Killers of the Flower Moon. It's called A Song for My People, and it's from Osage Tribal Singers.
I like that. Just that name is nice. I love tribal stuff. It's good.
And we believe Lily Gladstone's going to win Best Actress. She kind of seems like a shoo-in. So let's give this one a listen. We're going to listen to just a little part of this song from the movie Flowers of the Killer Moon. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Hey!
We are listening to some snippets of songs that are up for Best Oscar, for songs from a movie. That is, of course, a song for My People, which is from Killers of the Flower Moon. We have a close connection. It's sort of like a, what was that, Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees? We have a 1 degree connection to Diane Warren. She is up for yet another Oscar, her 15th Oscar nomination, but yet she's never won an Oscar.
And she says that she's waited 34 years to say this. I'd like to thank the Academy. So.
Well, she said that when she won her honorary Oscar.
Right.
So she finally got an honorary Oscar. This is her 15th nomination. It is the song she wrote, The Fire Inside, which is from the movie Flamin' Hot. And it's performed by Becky G. I'm just going to play a clip. Sorry, Diane. We're going to play a little clip of your song up for Best Oscar. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Ooh, ooh, you got places to go. You're not going this slow. Oh, no, 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 no. They will tell you you're crazy. They will call you a fool. They will think they can stop you, but there's no stopping you. They can't put out what you got inside you. No way to put out the flame. Nothing can hold you back. No one can kill you.
That was a little clip of Becky G and The Fire Inside from the original motion picture, Flamin' Hot. That's up for an Oscar for Best Song on Sunday. Jace, what'd you think of that one? Do you have The Fire Inside?
I do. Becky G is giving me the dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
Okay, now Ryan Gosling sings a song that is, he's actually performing. This was kind of an interesting plot twist. He's going to perform on Sunday. Singing the song I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie. The song written by Mark Ronson and Andrew Wyatt, and the actual Oscar goes to the writers of the song. I can't play this whole song on the air. I'm just going to play a little clip. It's I'm Just Ken, Ryan Gosling, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm just Ken, where I see love, she sees a friend. What will it take for her?
All right, what'd you think of that? I'm Just Ken. Ryan Gosling singing. It's up for Best Oscar for Song from a Movie, Barbie.
It's, you know, to think that I was that guy's double is very funny.
Oh, right. We probably told the story way, way long ago. How old were you, 11?
Yeah, something like, it was his first movie, so yeah, 11, 12,
was it something
like that.
Something about Frankenstein?
It was Mojave Frankenstein, and then they changed the name to Frankenstein and Me.
Yeah, Jason was. We don't have to get into that whole story, but you were his double, and you had to dye your hair super white blonde, and then you showed up on set, and he had dark hair.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Okay, so there's a couple more songs that are up for Song of the Year for an Oscar, and one of them was co-written by, we love both these guys, Dan Wilson from Semisonic, and also John Batiste. And by the way, if you haven't seen, Batiste has a documentary. We watched it. It's so good. American Symphony.
Yeah.
It just kind of, you know how when people win an Oscar or a Grammy, you don't know what's going on in their life. And when he won Album of the Year, he had some serious stuff going on. His wife had cancer, and I think it came back during that time.
Right.
And just, you think these people are living just like a super dream life and their life is perfect. Everybody's got real things happening all the time. Like, you know that whole saying, like, you don't know what the struggles or the fight or whatever someone's going through who you see on the street. And that is the truth. But it's a great documentary. And one of the songs in it, the documentary is called American Symphony. And the song that Dan and John co-wrote, it's called It Never Went Away. And it's one of, we're going to play the Billie Eilish song as well, of course, because we love Billie. Mm-hmm. But this is up for Song of the Year. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Ah!
What Was I Made For from the movie Barbie. Will it win Best Original Song at the Oscars? Chase.
Yes. Do you hear how strong she is with that, like, whisper singing voice? My God.
Billie Eilish and Phineas. This is a special Oscar edition of Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I'm Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour to do stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
We're kind of going over, I feel like Billie Eilish should win because I just think the song, the lyrics so perfectly fit the film.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you'd never know who's going to walk away with an Academy Award.
That's right.
Billie Eilish up against... some of the other great songs from the movies Flamin' Hot, American Symphony, Killers of the Flower Moon. Oh, and I'm Just Ken from Barbie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that one. Weird. Okay, we're going to continue. Coming up, well, first of all, on Fridays, I like to tease my 88.5 album dive for next week. We played a little clip last week. We got into some jazz, and there's this band that I've just discovered called The Sorcerers. They're from Leeds.
Oh, God.
A great jazz band. They have a brand new record, I Too Am a Stranger. It's out, not in the U.S., though. So we got our pretty paws on it.
Oh, wow.
We played a track last week. I'm going to play another one. We're going to do an album dive into I Too Am a Stranger all next week, just after 12 noon. We'll hear some tracks off this record. But coming up next, you'll hear, and we're going to play some other Oscar songs that have won in the past.
Ooh.
This is crazy, isn't it?
I'm excited.
It's funny that you have a tuxedo on for this Oscar Friday and a Friday event.
Well, I mean, you told me come prepared, and here I am.
Okay, so The Sorcerers, a brand new song, is coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hi, my name is Ann the Raven, and every Sunday night at 8 p.m., I play the best blues in Southern California and around the world. So for the best blues, tune me in on 88.5, The SoCal Sound, and thesocalsound.org.
The SoCal Sound is gearing up for our annual trip to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Listen on Thursday, March 14th as we bring you a full day of live music. It all starts with our morning show broadcasting live from Austin's Dogstar Studios. Then our radio day stage begins at 10 a.m. with performances by Akira Galaxy, Coach Party, Girl and Girl, Oh He Dead, VG, and Low Moon, hosted by Nick Harcourt and Jet. So if you're not at South by Southwest this year, you can live vicariously through us. The SoCal Sound's radio day stage, Thursday, March 14th, on the radio, on the app, and of course, streaming at thesocalsound.org.
Take me back to California, on ya, in my hotel.
Support for the SoCal Sound is brought to you by La Mirada Theater, presenting Jethro Tull's formidable guitarist Martin Barr, live in concert on March 22nd. Martin Barr highlights the iconic band's 50 years of music in his new show, A Brief History of Tull. Hear songs from legendary albums like Thick as a Brick to Aqualung and more. Martin Barr, live in concert on Friday, March 22nd. Tickets at LaMiradaTheater.com.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets for Marcus King's Mood Swings World Tour at the Wiltern May 14th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Marcus King, the Wiltern, May 14th.
The Cornerstone Church trying to curse my soul, but the good Lord give me that rock and roll.
Nothing is more important than family. The best way to cherish them is to take care of your health so you can enjoy more of life's precious moments. Life's Essential 8 is the American Heart Association's checklist for lifelong good health. Quitting tobacco, managing your blood pressure, and getting adequate sleep are a few ways to improve your heart and brain health and prevent heart attack and stroke. More information about Life's Essential 8 is at heart.org/lifes8.
New music now on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Song Moth, and that is from this band from Leeds, a jazz band called The Sorcerers. We're going to be doing an album dive into that record next week. It is called I Too Am a Stranger. If you're digging my vibe, you're going to want to tune in all next week just after noon to hear some new songs. What are you smiling about?
I dig it so much. you crack me up. If you're digging my vibe.
I'm going back to, what was that DJ? Oh, I'm trying to think of his name. Oh, no. Jack something. Come on.
I don't know.
You can't feel me on this?
I can.
We'll figure it out.
Oh, not from the jazz station.
No. It's okay. An old time DJ. I'm not going to be able to figure out his name. It's unfortunate, but I will before this show is up.
Yes.
Okay, so we have been playing songs that are up for Oscars on Sunday. I thought we'd also kind of go back to songs that won. This was a big one from A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow.
Ooh,
people love to do this song when they go to karaoke and they show off.
I know.
Because Lady Gaga, of course, did a great vocal line on this. But by the way, this song was also written. Two of the guys who are up for that I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie, Mark Ronson, Andrew Wyatt, they also were a part of writing this song. So they're all over the place. There are certain people that just get in and they just keep being in, you know, in all the important moments of the Grammys, the Oscars,
yeah,
everything.
I feel like those were the guys from La La Land, too, which won a bunch of things. You know, it's... they're doing something right.
All right. Well, we continue our Oscar special.
Ooh.
This should get syndicated.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'll fall in all the good times. I find myself longing for change, and in the bad times I fear myself.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself. I fear myself.
Well, you have suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you won. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Fall in slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing it
Such a beautiful song. That is from the movie Once, Falling Slowly. That won an Oscar. Well, the movie came out in 2007. So at the 80th Academy Awards, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Ingilova walked away. Did you ever see the movie Once? I feel like you didn't.
I don't know if I can't picture it.
Glenn Hansard plays guitar.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
It became a Broadway show.
Oh, boy, I'd
really
have to.
I feel like one time you told me that you never saw it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a super, super, super great movie, and I got really into Glenn Hansard during that time. Super fun. I saw them play live a lot. It was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm from Detroit Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
I got to look at this sheet. Do you have any idea? Oh, this is going back.
Oh,
the movie
God.
Came out in 2002. I'm not even going to say what it is.
Yeah.
But this walked away with an Oscar, repping my peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Peeps in the Hood, born in Detroit Rock City.
Detroit?
It's our Oscar edition of Friday on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, plow. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit, he choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up. No, he won't have it, he knows. His whole back to these ropes, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows. When he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment and hope it don't do it. Lose his health in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot.
we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows us all over, these is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. The hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These people don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mo who flows. He knows dove and sold nada. So the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Crawl rage, tear the and roof off like two dogs' cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right type of life for my family. Cause man, these food stamps don't buy diapers. And there's no movie, there's no Mackay. This is my life, and these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see the thought I caught it between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on her too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony
a sex machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's things you're all about? Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
The theme from Shaft won an Oscar for best song from a movie. And that's for, of course, Isaac Hayes, who wrote that song by himself. It's so odd. Like, nowadays, it's always like a bunch of people on a song. That was boom. Isaac Hayes wrote the song. He walks away with the Oscar. The movie came out in 1971.
It was incredible. R.I.P. Hayes. R.I.P.
We are dishing over all of the Oscar. We went over all the Oscar best songs and also some of the scores.
Yeah.
We should wrap it up by going over who we think's going to win.
Ooh.
Just a quick wrap up. Okay, actor in a leading role. We think that Cillian Murphy's going to win for Oppenheimer.
Probably.
I kind of would love Paul Giamatti to win, but I'm pretty – I love Coleman Domingo and Rustin, Jeffrey Wright. And
everybody
American Fiction
did amazing. I mean, it's such a tough – it's not even a fair list.
Actor in a supporting role, I think we did hands down Oppenheimer, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I did love Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction. Let's go to leading role. We've talked about this. I kind of wish that Emma Stone would win for Poor Things, but I think Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, hey, Emma's had her time, but it would be great if she won again.
Even though Annette Bening spent 8 hours a day swimming.
I know.
That's a little something that should be put in there. Like, gosh. There should be a physical Oscar.
There should be.
Like, the most physical action that you had to do to win this Oscar.
Like, most time for dedicated Nyad for this part, right.
Actress in a supporting role. We think it's 100% Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
Amazing.
I'm not angry about that.
Nope.
What else? Oh, Best Picture. We think it's going to go to Oppenheimer, right?
Probably.
If I had to choose, and this is under like an Oscar mind,
yeah,
I would give it to Poor Things, but I think Oppenheimer is just going to take it away.
Probably. It's tough. All of them were so good. The Holdovers was the first one we saw. We were blown away by it. And
that
then,
was
of course,
really good.
We watched the rest of them and we're like, okay, hold on. All of these are very good. So I don't know.
And directing, we think it's just going to
Oppenheimer.
Obviously.
Yeah. But let's get to the other important thing: costume design. Poor Things, hands down, was phenomenal.
Yeah, I really want that one to win because
yes.
I want all those outfits. If anyone's listening who's a costume designer for Poor Things, please send me some clothes.
Please.
Okay, I thought we would wrap it up. It's time to wrap up our program,
okay.
Friday on a Friday,
yep.
Which archives on the website, thesocalsound.org. You go to all the shows, go to Friday's programming. You'll see Friday and Friday, and that's where you see all of our playlists, also our archives and stuff
yeah.
like that. I'm about to choke. Oscars are on Sunday. I love watching the Oscars. It's a super fun time.
Always.
So the surprise of the year, Killers of the Flower Moon, who had a little – it's not even – could you call it a cameo? He had lines and everything apart.
Yep.
He even dies at one point.